everyone. Welcome to Mushtar FM 89.6. Today we are here for a cultural show and our topic will be meaning of physical contact. We have two guests, which Alexia from France.
Bonjour, hello.
And Badr from Morocco.
Hello, Bira and Alexia. I'm very glad to be here.
Oh, welcome, welcome. I'm very glad to host you also. So we have friends, Morocco and Turkey, So we will talk about our opinion about this and our culture. Let's start with first thing. When we think about physical contact or let's say skinship, is it remind us to some sexual contact? I was asking this my few many friends and they were always answer in a sexual way. And it's not actually what I want to talk about. So I want to ask you also for first.
I really don't relate it to sexual activities. For me, physical contact makes me think more about sports, I think, because I played rugby. And I think that's why, you know, like my, I think my brain is shaped like, okay, physical contact, it's related to sports, rugby, for example.
Well, for me, as an answer, I would say physical contact or skinship means kindness to me, especially when I get this feeling when I'm surrounded by touchy people who want, it's like normal to them and it's normal for me too because I understand the other and I know maybe there are no maybe implicit messages, so that's fine for me.
So are you a touchy person?
No, I'm not.
No?
No.
And you?
Oh yeah, I think I'm a touchy person. I need to be sure that the people are listening to me. So usually I'm like touching or grabbing their arm like, are you listening to me? Kind of.
I have a friend who used to be like that, but I mean, it's not the same context. So don't understand this in a wrong way. I have a friend who's very touchy. And whenever he talks to me, something irrelevant, something boring, he keeps like poking on my head, on my hand, like you should listen. And it's very disturbing, like for me personally, but especially with him, not with everyone. I keep telling him that you have a mouth to convey your messages. You don't have to touch me. So I'm listening.
Yeah, I think it can also relate to a dominant move, no? Because I want you to listen me now.
Oh, come on. No, it's not like this. It's more like to keep you in touch. Maybe you are in a conversation and I just touch you like I want to talk to you, but not now because I know you are speaking, you are talking with someone. So then you can give me your attention to listen to me.
Okay. Yes. Also, I'm really, really touchy. So, but for me, it's different. If there's people that I don't know really well, I'm not that touchy. Also, I don't feel comfortable when they are getting more touchy to me. But if there's like my friend for a long time or I know them really well, I don't, you know, stop myself, touch them. It's always like this. So it's kind of express my feeling.
Yeah, me too. I'm kind of like that. I really need to feel like physically the people.
Okay, but let's start with first moment you saw someone. And you have to greet them. How you do it? You use your physical contact to greet them?
In France, there is the famous French bise that we say hello, kissing on each cheek, the people. Well, kissing, not really. It's just more like a cheek contact. But I think since the COVID, there is very less people doing it. And I think we are losing, if we can say that, we are losing it. But personally, if it's someone with who I already communicate, maybe online or something like that, and I really wanted to meet, I will not hide and I will just hug the person like, oh, nice to meet you, and give a hug. I think I'm an easy hugging person.
For me, I think I already told you this yesterday. It's very complex to talk about, culturally speaking, how people greet, because it depends on the situation and the place where you live, in Morocco specifically. But I'm talking about right now my personal experience. If someone that I've never met and it's the first time, I'm waiting for their initiative. If they want to have the cheek greeting, then it's fine. If they want, like, shake hands or just say hi. I mean, it depends on them. But if it's up to me, I will just say hi if the person that I've never met. However, I think I also told you this. If someone that I know who is dearly a member of my family or a friend that I haven't met for 1 year or more, the first time we meet, we kiss each other four times on the cheek like this and four times. If it's only 1 month or 2 months or something, just two, fine. But if it's on a regular basis, we just shake hands.
I forgot to say that, of course, when you don't know people, you are not doing the cheek-cheek kisses, but you also shake hands, like to say hello to someone, but in a more formal way. If you go to an interview or something, you will shake hands. If it's someone of your family, cheek-cheek. But it's basically like that.
I think it depends on situation in Turkey. So if also for me, if I have a communication, like if I had a contact on online, let's say, and I know that I will see this person, probably I will hug. I won't handshake because I knew that I will see this person and we have connection before. But if I don't know that I will meet this person and I have zero connection, then I will go with handshake or raise my hand and say hi. But also if this person is the friends of my friends, let's say, or friends of my family, so we still connected in some way, probably I will hug again. But it depends on how the person reacts. If they are getting closer to hug, if they stay far away from me and they keep staying like this, so I will not go to hug them. Or if they don't raise their hand to shake, also I don't move. Because in Turkey, we have a religional context about this. So maybe if the person has not the same gender with me, so maybe they don't want to also handshake. So I don't do first move usually, but I'm waiting how the opposite side react. And in Turkey, usually, if you have some similar connection, like if you have friends know both of you, or if you speak before, you can hug or you can handshake. If you don't know this person, and especially if they have like different gender or something like this, you don't go with handshaking also. Because maybe they will reject you, and it's like kind of not for young generation, but for older generation, it's always go like this. So saying hi and raising hand does always work and more comfortable. Also about the 4-time kissing and 2-time kissing thing, I'm curious about this because we are also doing 3-time. 2 is always make me uncomfortable because it's not usual, like I'm thinking something didn't finish. But is it also 2-time in France?
In France, it's 2 times usually. But I think it depends if you are in the north or in the south. So there is a lot of comedy who are playing about that, who are joking about that. So maybe we can kiss 10 times. So, you know, it's it really depends on the region also.
Also, saying hi or raising a hand or stand a little far from the others, is it like something formal? Somebody stay away from you when you met for the first time. Do you feel a bit strange or no? It doesn't affect you.
I think when you meet someone, when we meet someone, we expect that he or she will do the, like maybe a little step in front, like so to shake the hand or to cheek. I don't know how to call it, but yes, to greet someone anyway. I think we will do an in front step just to say that we will meet each other and there is a physical contact.
So I asked it because of I'm curious, physical contact have to has a meaning always for you, or it can be just without any meaning?
For me, I can respect people who are touchy and people who are not, because I come from this idea that the core of greeting is to say it verbally, is to say hi or hello or salam. I think it's enough. But there are also other people who express it differently through touching, through hugging or cheeks. So it's up to them to take the initiative if they want to. Especially where I come from, I always wait for the other to take the initiative, because I don't understand or I don't know how the other will accept it if they are not touchy and I went to greet them with cheeks or shaking hands. Maybe it will be inappropriate for them. That's why I always keep my distance and say only hi and wait for the other to take the initiative and see how it goes.
It's not only when you greet someone, but it's for all contexts. Do you think physical contact have to have a meaning always, not only the greeting part?
I think there is probably always a meaning behind physical contact. Like it can be just to give insurance to someone, like touching their shoulders, just to know, like, yeah, I'm here for you. It can replace the words that you don't have maybe at one moment. And for me, every physical contact, when I think about it, yeah, it has a meaning. You don't do it without purpose, I think.
Yeah.
Or if you do, you always excuse, you always say, oh, excuse me. When it happens in the street, for example, you are always saying, oh, sorry, or excuse me. So I guess that physical contact are always have a meaning behind.
I agree what she said, because when you touch someone, you intervene in their personal space, in their bubble. So you need to take their permission first before doing so.
Yeah, also I know in some of the cultures, touching is just common. Like they are touching for everything. It doesn't have to mean anything. And also in some culture, it means a lot. If you touch the other person too much, it means maybe you are flirty, maybe you got interest about this person. But in some culture, it doesn't mean anything. Like it's just a regular way to speak. They're doing it without no emotion or nothing behind this touch. For me also, it means something. It has to mean something. I mean, it's not always the same. So it doesn't mean every time I'm touching the other person's shoulder, it means like, okay, I'm here with you. Sometimes it means like, okay, let it go. It can be, or some other meaning.
Yeah, I agree. When you touch someone, depending on the context, of course, you want to communicate something or something else. And it's not always flirting. It's not always being there for them. It depends on the context.
And also the thing you say, like touching the shoulder can contain the meaning that I'm here for you. Also, is there any physical contact you know or you use or in your culture has a message?
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, this kind of slap with our hands, like when you meet some friends, you just slap like this, hand in hand.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, kind of. So maybe that's the only thing, but I don't know if there is typical physical contact. Well, maybe flirting is another part of this interview, because, of course, if someone kiss me on the cheek, but almost, very close to the mouth, physical contact, I can understand what you want to mean, you know? But but no, if so, I think there is no code.
And it's all about the context, I think. Yeah.
True.
Who that person is to you and situation.
I think for me, I found one thing, because I experienced it like 1 week before. I went a date and I was with a guy. I was feeling like a bro also. So every time he tried to flirt with me, I was holding the shoulder like this. How you call it?
Yeah.
And at the end, he asked, "Why are you doing it?"
Yes. And you had to be honest. You couldn't lie, like, bro, you are in the friend zone and that's all. No, but that's true that maybe the physical contact is also an answer to some advances, you know, like, of course, the body language is very important.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it before he asked me, "Why are you doing it?" Then I realized I'm doing it to friendzone him.
Yeah, to be sure that you understand.
You have no chance, man. Just chill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and also when I hug someone, if I feel more closer to them, I am doing the...
like this.
So when I feel more closer or when I am with my really close friend or... if someone feels bad, that person is upset, I'm doing that patting when I hug them. Mm. So this is like a message for me also, like, I am here or I'm sorry that you feel like this.
Mm. Also, is that happening with you guys when you, maybe more you like someone, more you hug harder, you are hugging, kind of?
Sometimes even they are warning me, like, come on.
It's too much.
I do that when I miss someone, in your context, if someone is dear to me or not, it doesn't matter. My hug is very cold. Mm. But when I miss someone, like my mother or member of my family, I do it very hard. I squeeze them.
I squeeze them.
If I miss someone, it can take like 10 minutes.
A 10 minutes hugs. We need to take back the time, right? Yeah.
But also, I mean, the physical contact sometimes doesn't have to mean anything for you, or you don't even recognize that you are doing this. But do you think you always need to approval for physical contact? Or you are always taking this?
I think, unfortunately, maybe that's something in my behavior that I want to change. I think I would like to ask more the people. If I can say, unfortunately, it's very spontaneous when I'm touchy or when I'm having physical contact. So it's so spontaneous that I don't ask myself like I should have to ask. But I'm learning, I'm still learning, because, for example, with the children at school, well, in Hungary, they are very into hugs and they don't ask, they don't care. The children don't care and they just hug you in the middle of the school. But when you want to hug a children, even if it's children in my family, I always ask, and I've learned it because I didn't know it, of course, and I've learned it with my study and with my work, like I prefer asking the children. So now I need to learn to ask the adults too.
But how was it in your culture, like in France? Because I know in Turkey, we don't need the approval of children. Like, we can hug, we can kiss. Just, it doesn't matter because they don't know anything. It seems like this. I mean, nowadays, of course, people try to learn more and they know more, so they ask. But usually, it's not going like this. Especially for families. They don't care about the children thing. How it's going in France also?
No, I think it's also the same. Like, most of the people, they are just hugging the children or kissing them or even children between them. You know, they are hugging each other, but you can see that someone is very straight and just waiting for the hug finishing, you know. And so I think when I was taking care of children at school, I was always like saying, like, before hugging this person, you need to ask. And I think it's just something that is going with time. But of course, first of all, I'm not a parent, so I don't know. Maybe my children, I will just be so spontaneous that I will not ask to hug and kiss them. But I hope that I will keep this and I will ask them before anything, before hugging them. Or it's just affection, of course, and but they at their age, they don't know that they can say no. So I think for me it's very important to teach them very early, and if the adults knows it, so the children will know it too.
It's the same thing, nothing different. And worse than that, so some people, when it comes to children, they hold them in the wrong way. We know that children or kids are still fragile, their physique is still weak, and we hold them in totally wrong way, and it's very bad, and it's still a common thing in Morocco. But when it comes to greeting between genders, there is a difference between like how men greet each other. It's not the same how the two genders greet each other as well. It's always the man has to take permission from the woman if she wants to greet him or not, and if she doesn't want to, because of religious purposes and religious reasons. And if she gives him consent, then they can greet. If she can't, then they don't. They just say hi.
But I think this topic is really big topic. It has few many different sides, with children, with your partners can be, or with foreign, with someone who close to you, but not, I mean, you didn't take their approval before. Maybe it changed in situation to situation. For children, I remember when I was child, I was super clear if I want a contact or no, but no one listened to me. I mean, they're bigger than me anyway. So they will just hug. They will just hold and hug. And I was crazy. I was screaming all the time. And, you know, I was crazy child. So I show my approval in many way that I don't accept this touch. But my family especially never listened. Especially for men, I was super, super close. So I didn't want any time, but they didn't know they have to listen. But nowadays I can see even in my family, they are learning that children is not like something you have, you own. They also can understand their bodies, and they understand that, you know, they have to give approval for the others, even they know the others or know if they are strange. But I think it's turned after, if you don't take their permission, then they start to think my approval is doesn't matter. So even the person who is strange, I can't say no. So they don't know they have their body and they can say no. So it's getting more important for Turkey also. So they start to learn this for children. And also for people who I don't know. So I never have similar physical contact together. I'm always going with ask or see how they react before I go with that move. But people who I know, for example, who is like my really close friend or who is my partner, I see first I'm asking, but let's say after few many times I'm doing this contact way, I don't ask. And I'm not sure each time how can I ask. Because, for example, if I am touchy person and I'm hugging all the time, should I ask all the time? So it's not also clear for me.
I think we should. I think we should ask all the time. Or the people, we also need to be educated to say like, yeah, you can touch me forever, kind of, you know? Like, we need to be educated about how we have to ask, but also how we have to answer. Like, yeah, this time, yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's more clear for everyone.
Yeah, I think it can be also easier to make them know. If you don't want, you always can say no. Yeah, aware about they can say no. Maybe I'm not asking all the time, but I know if they want to make me stop, I will. So maybe it can be the easier way. Mm. And also in relationship, it can be really conflict. There is different physical contact. In a relationship, if you accept once or if you accept for a long time and then you start to not accept this contact, then your partner or your partners can start to think like, am I the problem? Or they will wait for explanation, or maybe you will be shy to say it, or you will feel bad for your partner or someone. And what do you think about that?
I think even in couples and relationships, people have this idea that since I'm with this partner, I'm allowed to do anything and touch them whenever I want and whenever I please, which is very wrong. I think even though in a relationship, we all have our personal space that we want to preserve at some point in the day or in our life in general, and presumably the other partner needs to understand this and respect it. And it should be mutual from both sides. So yeah, there should be some personal space in a relationship.
I agree with all you have said. And I just want to add that the best way to communicate is still the verbal communication, and it's the clearest for everyone. So I think it's even easier to talk about the situation than just to refuse a hug with our behavior, you know, with our body language. I think people need to be clear communicating with the words and using the right ones, because as you said sometimes if they touch someone and the other doesn't approve, they will feel like they are the problem, but probably not. And how you can do not to feel like this, it's just by asking, am I the problem? And the other people just have to say no, and that's all. But I think it's because we have a lot of communication problems in these years, because we are not honest or direct. We always want to use other way to say the things, and sometimes it's even more difficult to understand each other, even if we speak the same language.
Yes, I agree, both of you, totally. But when you experience it, okay, let's take it like this. So you have a relationship and you want to have the same physical contact that you had before, but your partner say no. So will you feel, let's think for short term and long term. They don't want for long term, or they don't want for just at that moment. Will you feel that you are the problem, or will you feel upset about it, or will you be clear to ask, and then it's not a problem that person don't want it? For me, I think time to time, I also can feel like, okay, something happened about me, so they don't want this contact. But then I start to realize, okay, not everything should be about me. Also, it's same for me. Sometimes I don't want, and it's only about me. So what do you think? In a relationship, let's say, you have this experience, and how you react or how you feel?
Well, I think in my actual relationship, it would be easy for me to ask if my partner doesn't want I touch them. It would be easy for me to ask, is there anything wrong? And I hope that for them it would be easy to say, like, what is really wrong. And if it's related to me, because also it can be. And I think, of course, first of all, it will touch me emotionally to know that maybe I did something wrong. Of course, not on purpose. But then I will also think about it, and to know that I can improve myself thanks to these comments, for example.
As a not touchy person, if I am and the other person is uncomfortable with it, it will definitely take it personally, because even though I know for certain I'm not the problem, and the other partner explained that plainly, but still, I'm dramatic, especially in relationships.
I can't imagine, that's so weird for me.
You know, know, I can imagine Badr that he is looking far away like this.
I can't.
Yeah, and maybe I will be very toxic in this if she refuses to me to touch her, and maybe I will pay back in the same way. Even though at some point I want to be touched, but if she comes to me, I will say no, because you said no the other day.
Yeah, so it's like punishing.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
Wow, I can't believe it.
It's just understanding. If there is excessive touching, then it's bad. It's very complicated.
Wow. Actually, it's very clear.
No, it's not. No? It's not, because situations differ, and it depends on which situation I'm in. If I am too touchy, then it's bad for me too as a person, and for her too.
You are dramatic, but
yeah.
But also it's related to culture, because I know also in Turkey relationships goes like this. I mean, if you accept one, if you give your approval once, then if you take it back, it means something going wrong. Yeah, and it can cause really big problem in a relationship. I know some of my friends anymore, they don't want to have a contact, physical contact, let's say sex. They start to think like, okay, should I open my relationship? Because I don't want, and my partner will be disappointed or something like this. Or they even don't want to say they accept their touch or contact because they feel really bad about it, even they don't want. So it's also cultural, I think. And for hugging or other thing, it's, for example, with my friend, if I don't feel same closer than before and I don't want to hug or I don't want to accept their hug, it means like, okay, they can offend it with that. And if after I want to hug, then they will reject me. Because it's kind of punished, like, you didn't accept me, so I won't.
This idea of punishment, for me, it's so hard.
It's not really good way to communicate, for sure.
I'm so sad, guys. It makes me sad.
But how is it in France? You don't have this punish?
To be honest, I don't know. I think... Yeah, truly, I think I will not refuse a hug from someone, even if I feel maybe more distance from this person. I think I will not refuse it, like, because I will think also in my friendship, maybe it's just passage. It's just a passage that we are a little bit distancing. But yeah, to be honest, I'm sure that people will not say to punish you. Well, I know that they don't say that, but I'm sure that they will not act to punish. And also, I think in France, we culturally, we really say what we think, even if it can hurt. And it's a proof of honesty and a proof of a good relationship. So if I hurt one of my friends because I said something, for example, so sorry, I'm a little bit out of the context of touching things, but if I said something that hurts my friend, they will say to me, like, what you said, it's a little bit heavy for me, and I will be like, yeah, but you deserve it, you know, like, just because you are proud at this moment. And then I know that I have to ask for forgiveness at this moment, because of course I just answered with my pride, but in deep inside of me it hurts me to have hurt my friend. Yeah. So I think, yeah, we are kind of honest, and we can easily, at least in my relationships, in my friendships, fortunately, we can easily talk about the things.
So it's not always a relationship, something that you chose, but sometimes it's in your workplace. Mm-hmm. And you have different status with the other person. For example, this person is your boss, let's say. If they want to touch you, like your shoulder or your head or whatever it is. Personally, I know I have to be open, but because of I don't feel in the same status, I can't be that clear. And I had this problem before, And also, even time to time now, I know that I can say everything I want, but I can't, because it's about the situation. And also, in my culture, I know if you are a worker and your boss has a higher level than you, so you have to try to not see something, or if you don't even feel comfortable, you should not focus on it. So sometimes even that touch make you uncomfortable, you won't say anything. And this touch shouldn't, I mean, necessarily not to be like a big touch, like kiss or other things. Even a shoulder touch can make you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But you just let it go in this way. And I know it's not good or correct, but, and you said we are really clear in a relationship, in our friends or other things, but is it also going with the professional way? Mm. Like you can be clear?
I think it depends on the work, because also different works is also different status, social status. When you are in a big company, maybe it's easier to say the thing because there is more and more courses to everyone in the company to know about these rights, you know, you have to talk. But with a low social status, I think it's difficult, of course, to say to your boss, like, don't touch me like that. And probably you will communicate with the body language. And it's not clear because, of course, the people who are touchy sometimes doesn't care about the body language and... But yeah, I think in a professional way, in France, it can be still difficult to talk about it.
And I think it also depends on the gender, how they react or how you feel. And what do you think about this? Like Morocco or in your experience?
In Morocco, we have two spheres. One sphere that you have to be conservative, especially like as a man, you have this family context that you need to be conservative and respectful to the other, like respectful in a manner that you need to get their consent for greeting. I mean, that's all. And the other sphere in work and on the street, I think that's fine. You don't need to get consent from the other gender or the same gender to greet. I think that's the only difference that we have. And like for me, I always choose not to shake hand of members of my family, women in my family, because I don't know how they would react, especially if they are married. Yeah, it's up to them if they want to or not.
If you are in a professional situation, I think now it's ethic for me to not touch your professional relations. Also, if you are in a higher status, because maybe they can't be clear with their approval.
Yes. Well, I used to work in this French company, which means we had a French CEO and the managers. Some of them are Moroccan and the others are French. And I felt that even though it was French, but the culture of the company, they used the same thing as the Moroccan one, which is they usually don't greet women, even though most women who work there are more liberal. They don't like the clothes is normal. It's not no veils worn in that company, but still, when it comes to shaking hands and or greetings in general, there is some differences between men, between themselves, and between men and women. So, yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay, and I want to go into another topic because it's also take my attention really much when I came to Hungary. It's really different than Turkey. So in the public place, you need to have limited physical contact, especially if the person has different gender. So kissing in the public place, it's a big thing. And here I can see it's not a big thing, so you can be relaxed if you are straight. Mm-hmm. And also, not cheek kissing.
Mouth to mouth?
Uh-huh, yes. Okay. Here, if you have your partner or if you want to kiss someone, you can be relaxed if you're straight. Also, I will add this. And I ask for it. I made some kind of research, let's say, on Instagram. And it doesn't matter where they live, even in Netherlands, even in Spain, or even in Turkey. They answer, in Turkey, answer was a bit different than, like, you can't kiss in the street someone. But for the others, if you are straight, it's okay. You can jump on the other person and they don't care. But if you're gay, it will be a real problem. Or you can even have to face some bad reaction or attacked. If you don't have a straight partner for that moment, you have to keep your body with you. So what do you think about that?
Me, I want to say that in France, that's true that everybody can kiss each other. And I think also, no matter your sexual orientation, even gay people can kiss. There is more people who are questioning, but I think it's not a big deal. While when I came here in Hungary and I saw like the couples, they are almost not taking their hands, you know, like they are just walking the one next to each other. And for me, it was very weird. But also, it's kind of, I feel kind of relaxed not to be included in the relationship of the people, you know? Because when you are in the metro in Paris, for example, and you see like a very young couple and they are just kissing, you are almost seeing their usage, you know? You're like, I didn't give my consent to see that. Maybe it's out of my freedom. But no, I'm kidding, of course. People can do whatever they want, but I just don't need to watch, that's all. But yeah, it was kind of relaxing.
Really? Here was less for you?
Oh yeah. For me, people here, they are very not demonstrative about their relation. While in France, you can see a couple, you can see it from 3 kilometers away. And I think in Spain, it's almost worse.
Yeah.
In the parks or something, they don't care.
Especially, I think, in the south.
Yeah. Because it's warmer. The weather is warmer. Ooh, so they.
It's really interesting because for me, after Turkey, let's say, it was a lot for me to see.
In Hungary.
Yes, in the parks or in the public place. And also here they have a bath culture, thermal bath.
Ah, yes, true.
And that place mostly using for physical contact.
That's true.
Like sex?
Almost.
Yeah, that's true. That it's kind of explicit. That's true that when you are out, no, but that's true. When you come in the thermal bath in Hungary, it's another word. Hungarian people are very different. They don't care, and that's true that they kiss a lot and I don't want to know what is in the water in the thermal bath.
Yes, in the water. You know, so my friend went to bath with one of her friends, which they were not really close, and they were friends, but in the bath, everybody almost had sex. She was swearing. And it was so, so surprising for them and also for streets or for other place, for cafe. In Turkey, it's not common to see couples kissing or people kissing in the middle of anywhere. And if you see, for me, if I see, I am always expecting someone to say something really rude. And for not straight people, it's impossible. And you said Hungary.
Maybe Hungary is the middle between Turkey and France.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what about Morocco? I think also maybe it's religion related, you know, like...
Yeah.
Bera already knows the answer, and I think we already know the answer in Morocco because it's a very religious state and very conservative people. They feel that when there is something obscene like kissing outside in public space or hugging, not especially hugging is normal, but kissing mouth to mouth or... doing something more than that, it's a violation of public decency, something like that.
Mm.
So it's not allowed. And by law, it's criminalized, yeah. It's in the institution.
Oh,
yeah,
really? Of course. Even kissing?
No, not kissing, but if you're doing something more, like physical contact. People most of the time choose to go to the forest. We have a very big forest outside the city, behind the olive trees. It's the best place. Well, that place, I think it's
made for.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think people's gender affect your physical contact with them? For me, first I was thinking no, but then when I think more, I realize, yeah, it's affect, but it's not affect like I feel comfortable or no, or about my friends. If I'm closer with them, I don't mind what gender they have, but it's also related to culture, like which culture I am in that moment. The person has which kind of personality, let's say. So if physical contact means something different to that person, of course it's not only related to gender, but mostly it can be about gender, especially if we are talking about religion, Turkish culture. It's totally connected with gender, so I can step back if they have other gender than mine. Probably I will step back in Turkish culture, but of course if I get closer or if I know their mentality, I don't care. So what do you think? Is it affect you?
Yeah, me, I agree with you. It's not related to the gender. Most of the time, maybe I feel more insecure when it's a man hugging me, but of course it depends on who this person is for me, and I don't make any difference between a friend who is a boy or a friend who is a girl. I mean, I don't care. But yeah, maybe I can feel more insecure about, let's say, a 3 days person I know. But sometimes I feel more comfortable to hug some men than some women because, I don't know, there is the feeling, kind of. It's a very complex question.
Yeah.
There is not a typical a profile that makes me feel very insecure, but...
I wanted to ask how your action, not when they try to hug you, but your action about physical contact, is it change to gender that the other person have? Like, for example, I can feel men don't like to physical contact, so I don't show that much physical contact if they are my friends, but I show more when I'm with my other friend, like other gender friends. I feel more comfortable to have physical contact, so I'm using my physical contact more with them than my men friend.
We are only talking about friends.
Even for a strange person.
Mm. Yeah, that's why. Because I think with my friends, I have the same way to hug or to have physical contact with them. I think if it's not friends, yeah, I don't know. As I said, I think maybe... No, I can feel closer to other gender than to men, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, also, I mean, I'm feeling same if I don't know them. What about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, the same thing. We're more touchy, or men are more touchy with each other. Because first of all, even though there are female friends, but still, when it comes to hugging or having a physical contact, we don't want to convey any message to the other partner. Maybe they will understand something wrong that we don't mean in the first place, and we just want to play it safe, okay? I mean, it's just a greeting after all. Just say hi and keep it safe and no stereotypes, no prejudice, no, then you are safe. But with other men, it's the other story, as I said.
But you know, it has really different side, because I was talking with my friend. He's not straight. And he said, I feel more comfortable with women to have physical contact than have with men. Because I always think when I touch as a friend to my men friend, I feel like maybe they will think that I'm flirting with them.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't like physical contact. So I'm thinking more about them than I think about the other gender when I have a physical contact. So I think it has a different side also. But then I start to think about myself, like, is it work for me also like this? And no, it's not work for me.
Maybe I can have an explanation to this. You have more physical contact with people who you trust that will not flirt with you, maybe.
That's true for me.
Maybe. Because, for example, Badel, you said like you will have physical contact more easily with men because you know that they can't flirt with you back, you know. And I think it's the same for me. I will have more physical contact with someone that I know, well, I will not flirt with, but maybe they will not be interesting by me too. Yeah. It's easier, I mean. Like, sure. We know we are all on the same scale. So probably that's the explanation of all of this. We can imagine, we can read in the mind, because of course we don't know. Maybe people want to flirt with us, but we don't see.
Okay, you think there is a physical contact way which you only have to share with your partners or with your date?
Yeah, let's say that, for example, having sex is exclusively with my partner. Mm-hmm. It will not be with the other people. That's what mm-hmm. you wanted
yes,
to.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I think, yeah, of course, the very personal physical contact I will have only with my partner. Exclusively, and also kissing in the mouth. I was thinking, like, will I kiss something, someone else? No. Of course, I think kisses are, well, especially in the mouth or in the neck. Maybe it will be exclusive for my partner. Uh-huh. So lucky.
For example, kissing someone which that person is not your partner can understand strange, or it's normal?
No, I think, well, it's difficult for me to speak in the name of all friends, you know, because of course we are a country very diverse. At least in my high school, let's use my high school as an example. In my high school, in my group of friends, let's use my group of friends. Just it can happen just to kiss on the mouth of your friends, I think, especially girls between them, just to, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain, just to feel cool, like, just to be cool. Of course, between men, it doesn't happen, because it's easier to use the sexual orientation to insult people when it's two men who are kissing each other than when it's two girls. When it's two girls, it's funny. When it's two boys, they are gay, but gay in the bad way, using the word, you know. So I think, for example, me, I kissed my friends on the mouth, and I think I'm not the only one, of course. Well, of course, in my group of friends, at least. And there was no feelings. Even it was a bad feeling. So, voilà.
How about between men and women? Could it be possible?
Ah, good question. I think for playing the game, like, you know, this with the bottle or something like that, I think don't care. But no, you can't kiss your friend like your friend that is a boy. Just for fun, I think. It's very specific, I know, and maybe it's very sexist also, but maybe women feeling more safe with women, so they are just kissing each other, but that's weird also.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it depends how you see this physical contact. Because for me, I know in my social circle, kissing on mouth, I don't feel uncomfortable. With my friend also, I feel good because it's also the physical contact that I like, and I don't think it's only special for my partner. Also, I think it depends on the relationship, who I am in or which kind of relationship I have. So I also don't think sex should be or can be only with my partner. For kissing, I can say not for my man friend, but for my straight man friend, I also don't feel same comfortable as the others. So if I am in a queer community, I feel more comfortable with this kind of physical contact. But if no, then of course I probably will not feel same. Because like we talked before, I can feel like, okay, they maybe understand it in a different way. But if I feel like, okay, they won't, I will be super relaxed and I don't mind if it's my partner or no. So for me, it's going like this. And how about you?
One thing I'm sure of is we need to normalize friendly mouth-to-mouth kisses between men and women, because it's normal, at least for me, because there are no emotions involved. And as I always stress on the context, if there is a good friendship between the two persons, then it's fine.
Between men and men?
No, between men and women, I
but
mean.
But between men and men?
For me, it's I have a different point of view from you guys for the kiss. I think it's exclusively for my partner, if I have one. Final point. No, sorry.
Okay, I want to ask you, want to add something about this topic?
Yes, you always have to be sure that the people agree if you touch them in a way, and being very attentive to their reaction, body language, but also verbal language. And don't forget to communicate with simple words.
The only thing I would stress on is the context. People should be aware of the context, where they are, whom they are dealing with. And before you shake anyone's hand, make sure you wash it first.
That's the word of the end.
Okay, I also want to say that you have your body, so you have your own approval about your body, you have your words, so you don't need to feel ashamed or feel worried about what you want or what you don't want. And we have to see the opposite side has the equal state with us, so they can say no or they can say yes with any physical contact or any contact we want to get involved. So I think this is important. I mean, open communication and to see what you want, what they want. Let's go like this. Okay, today we talk about what is the meaning of physical contacts for us also in culture. And it means different thing where we live, which culture we involved or we learned. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining this show with me. It was really nice to talk.
Thank you to invite us.
Yeah, thanks. I enjoyed this conversation.
Same, I enjoyed a lot. And see you in another show. It's Mushtar FM 89.6.
Don't forget to wash your hands.